Letter 2. From Cicero to Atticus, on his way to Epirus, from Rome, in June or July, 59 BC. I have received several letters from you, and they gave me an idea of the anxious suspense with which you are waiting for news. Every single outlet is blocked to us, and yet, far from refusing to be slaves, we fear death or exile as greater evils than slavery, when they are really much smaller ones. That is how things are. Everyone groans about the situation, and not a voice is raised to suggest remedies for it. What those in charge have in mind, I suspect, is to make sure that there is nothing left which anyone else besides themselves might be able to offer as a bribe. Only one man opens his mouth and speaks against them publicly, and that is young Curio. Right-minded people give him tremendous applause and a highly respectful reception in the forum, as well as a great many other signs of goodwill. Fufius, on the other hand, they pursue with shouts and insults and hisses. But this inspires distress rather than confidence. When you see that the people are free enough in their feelings, while their capacity for courageous action, on the other hand, is muzzled. Do not ask me to go into details, but in general things have come to this. There can be no hope of either private individuals or even state officials being free for much longer. Yet, amid all this oppression, there is more free speech than ever, at any rate at social gatherings and parties. Indeed, people's indignation is beginning to outweigh their fright, though on all sides there is nothing but utter despair. The Campanian law ordains that candidates for official posts put themselves under a curse if their election speeches make any mention of land being occupied on different terms from those laid down by Caesar's legislation. Everyone else took this oath without hesitation, but Juventius Laterensis abandoned his candidature for the tribuneship rather than swear it, and he is regarded as having done a very fine thing. I cannot bear to write any more about politics. I am disgusted with myself, and find writing about it extremely painful. Considering how crushed everyone is, I manage to carry on without actual humiliation, yet without the courage I should have hoped for from myself in the light of my past achievements. Caesar, very generously, proposes that I should join his staff. He also offers to send me on a mission at state expense, nominally to fulfil a vow. But the decent instincts of sweet Clodius hardly suggested this would be secure, and it would mean I was away from Rome when my brother comes back. The other job on Caesar's staff is safe and would not prevent me from being here whenever I want to. I am keeping the offer in reserve, but do not think I shall use it. I do not know what to do. I hate the idea of running away. I long to fight and have a lot of enthusiastic supporters. But I make no promises, and please, say nothing about it. I'm distressed about the freeing of Statius and a number of other things, but I have become utterly thick-skinned by now. Oh, I wish you were here. I long for you to be. Then I should not feel so short of advice and consolation. Hold yourself ready to fly to me if I call for you.